The goal every year for your sophomores is to move them on to a four-year school, and another one is heading on to a four-year school, and that makes you happy, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, and Kaylin had a lot of different options, so it really just came down to like what Kaylin wanted and where she felt like this was going to be the school for her, and so I'm super excited that she found a school so quickly.
And I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, you've had anybody at the College of St. Mary's before, have you?
No, this is the first one, so really exciting opportunity for her, you know, to also still be in the state, and also to be like, you know, in the city and close to some really cool things. So really exciting opportunity for her.
You need to put a map like in her office of put a pin or something like that with all the schools. Oh my gosh, it'd be spread all over the place, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah. Maybe for next year, okay?
Yeah. That sounds like a good idea.
You bet. Yeah. She had to make the switch, you know, as a DS last year, back row. She wanted to play front row, be a six rotation, and you got her in that position.
Yeah, you know, Kaylin was really cool. I think she's one of those players that I'm going to use for years on out, you know, years on out, like Hannah Emerson, Ryan Madera. You know, I told her if this is what she wanted to do, she had to do some pretty drastic changes, and she took that as a challenge, not as something, you know, unconstructive, and she just got to work. And so, like, her vertical increased, she worked hard, and she put forth the effort, not just in the off season, but in the summer as well, and she came in, and she did what she needed to do.
How about your other sophomores still kind of looking at some schools, right?
Yep, so I think our next person that we have signing will be Rowan Triplehorn, and she's just kind of deciding where is the right fit for her, finishing up on a few recruiting visits this week, and then hopefully have a decision by next.
All right, and so we'll see what maybe some of those other girls might kind of wait until maybe the more springtime.
Yep. So I think right now just Rowan and Kaylin, and maybe Emery also leaving it semester.
How about your incoming class? You've already got some of those girls pinned down, don't you?
Yes, and so we have like our returners who is going to be coming back, and then also just working on our incoming freshmen. So we have about 5 more spots left to fill, and just really trying to be picky and looking for those impact players that are going to come in and make a difference to our team.
So, and what is there one position you're looking for? Hitters, I know that, all right, because you got quite a few setters, correct me if I'm wrong, don't you?
Yeah, we have our setters, and that was one thing I really wanted to make sure that we had. And next we need a libero, DS, and just kind of being really picky there. It's really tough when you, for me, like, we have had the libero of the year for the last 2 years in a row, so we want somebody that's going to come in and, you know, still have that position possibly. So looking at that, and then our next 4 positions will be pin hitters.
Springtime, I mean, after Christmas and New Year's, you start thinking about springtime, don't you?
Yeah, and so right now our returners are just, you know, focusing in on how spring is and the growth that happens in the spring and that the work they have to do.